So, the official press briefing has taken place, and Ed Wellman and Kenna and Catherine and indeed Katie, the special K-team, are actually all sort of making notes from that perspective. Charlie has rightly just disappeared, but Jane Southall is with us. Jane, director, CEO, general all-round wonderful soul.
I thought you were going to say general dog's buddy then.
Jane, how many years have we worked together on these sort of bits? Please. But you brought a wonderful soul along who was making his debut as far as press conferences are concerned today.
Yes, would you like to... Andrew Reid, show director.
Andrew, show director, congratulations. The 132nd show looks as though it's kept up the standard and indeed improved them.
Well, we had a very good day yesterday and we're hoping, obviously, the weather's good today and we've got a lot of interbreeds and everything on the show today. So, yes... Hopefully everything will go right, but we won't say everything's good yet because we haven't got to the end of the show.
Andrew, what's your own background in terms of agriculture? Because your counterpart Charles Mills at the Great Yorkshire Show, I think he's very much in charge of sort of cattle and various other bits and pieces, or was. Where do you come to? Is it arables? I'm looking at the tie, sir, here.
Yeah, no, we're arable and livestock. We've always had livestock at home. And here I've been stewarding livestock for the last 30 plus years here, so it's a move from livestock to the rest of the showground.
Now, we know certainly that when you've got a team that encompasses the aforementioned legendary Jane Southall, Rachel Hurst, press off extra, and indeed Charlie, you know, it's kind of like a win-win situation. Presumably you don't have anything to do at all, really. You just hand it over to these girls and they do the business.
They do a very good job and they do most things and, well, they tell me what I need to do. But we've got a splendid team here. The team's been together a long time. We keep having one or two new people in and it works very well.
It's like, in many ways, Jane, you are the equivalent to the premiership of country shows here. I mean, literally, you know, they might change slightly, but fundamentally, the core is just superb.
Yeah, we are the best show.
Clearly, there are issues with the Great Yorkshire Show, which we can come to, but, you know, I'm not going to... In terms of... I'll cite Lou Bevin on this, but in terms of actually quality of produce, certainly, yes, that's right. And, yeah, actually, to be fair, Dancing Diggers are all... We were speaking to Dancing Diggers earlier. Tessa, any questions for this fine team?
Yes, sir. Do you celebrate after the show? Do you have anything store afterwards? Because obviously you spend all this time organising, hard work goes into it. So what do you do to wind down and really celebrate the show afterwards?
Jane, would you like to pick that one up?
Well, at the end of the evening, the president does say thank you to all the chief stewards, and I know the chief stewards say thank you to all their stewards, and all the staff get together and we say a thank you. We normally just have one glass of wine, go home and collapse.
Do you echo that, Andrew?
Yes, it's a very long setup. I mean, things need to be right on the day, so getting set up is the main... We nearly do more, obviously more before the show than we do on the show days. So when it gets to Thursday afternoon, it's very nice just to collapse and relax.
I've heard it said on very good authority that actually Partey is Rachel's middle name. It's Rachel Partey Hurst. So would you change that whole thing?
I'm not sure that's true. I've been promised a glass of Prosecco, though, which I'm very much looking forward to later on. I think we've earned it.
And, of course, we look ahead to the 133rd Lincolnshire Show, 2017.
We do, yeah. We've got new ideas already. And as Andrew said, we've actually got a fantastic team here and we all pull together. And we've got a team of stewards as well who give up their time. And we couldn't do it without them, really. But, I mean, everyone cares so much and is so passionate. And I think that's one of the reasons why it works so well.
Tessie, you've been to the East of England show. This is your first Lincolnshire show. You've shared, obviously, the midweek drive-out duties with Jane on our Thursday Lincolnshire show specials. Your thoughts with respect to that comparison? Because I thought you might actually jump saying, no, the East of England's.
Well, I've got to be biased now. Now I'm at the University of Lincoln, I've got to love the Lincolnshire show. And no, it's really great what I've seen so far, and there's so much more in store. So you've done a great job, all of you.
So that's a good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Right answer.
And Jane, Charlie in the background, they're still looking sort of in the background there. She's holding back. It's wonderful. As we look ahead, lots of things happening every day at the Lincolnshire Event Centre, the Lincolnshire Showground, of course. Looking, of course, to the Food and Drink Festival and all sorts
November.
Of other
things. Food and Gift in November, yeah. We've got lots of happening. We're getting busier and busier, which is great, really. And that's what the Showground's for, isn't it? So, yeah.
And Rachel, what's the best way that people can get in touch with the Lincolnshire Showground if they're saying, well, this is all great, but we couldn't get to the Lincolnshire Show this year? How can they stay in touch with the Society?
We have a lot of presence on Twitter and Facebook. We also have a great e-newsletter, and the website's fantastic to keep in touch. But again, we're by email and by phone. We're only a very small team. We're happy to help everybody that comes along and ask questions.
Well, small but perfectly formed. As I said, Andrew, clearly the job's a double from your good self, right?
He's got a sense of humour, Andrew.
It's made very easy by the team around me, which I must say thank you to. But yes, as soon as we finish the show today, we're literally looking ready for next year on how we can improve it. Not obviously every little thing we can do to make it better, we try to do.
Well, I was very impressed with the fact that you acknowledged in the press area you didn't quite realise what the press did. Well, we do these kind of things. It's amazing. It's great, Andrew. It's fantastic. Andrew, a genuine pleasure. Take care. Speak soon.
So, thank you very much.
And Jane, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
And Rachel.
Thank you very much.
When you think of the music of Hans Zimmer, you think of Pirates of the Caribbean, you think of the fantastic dynamic duo that happens to be Ryan and Katie on a Wednesday on Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You can only say, will we ever reach the stage where Katie will actually be on location at event, that Ed Wellman will actually sort of get Katie here on a time which basically isn't 4 or 5 hours after the rest of the thing is sorted through. Well, today, it's work, Katie, you're here with us.
I am indeed, and delighted to be here.
So you're sitting in the wonderful press area here. Ed's got his binary technology together, his Boolean digits all working. He's all sorted through from that perspective. What are your initial thoughts of the Lincolnshire show? Is this an event that you've attended before? Because as a Lincolnshire lass, you might well have sort of encountered a whole range of things.
Yeah, I've come to the Lincolnshire show for years. It's real highlight of the year for me. I just love the spectacle, particularly the horse classes, and just getting a chance to sort of see part of Lincolnshire's sort of farming heritage.
We're already talking with Tess about hopefully her joining us when and hopefully you will be able to join us at the Burley horse trials, so which comes up in September from that point of view. As we look around, you've clearly got other shows to compare this with. What sort of sense do you get? Because we've spoken obviously to Jane, we've spoken to the rest of the team here. My feeling is, again, they really have got it right here at Lincolnshire.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a really vibrant show with loads of things to see and do. So if you want to see the agricultural classes and the horse classes, they're amazing here. They're absolutely brilliant. But there's things like Broke FMX, the Dancing Diggers. So there's something for everybody here, and it makes it a really exciting day. Can't possibly get bored.
We were chatting to the Dancing Diggers team. We kind of juxtapose that with the University of Lincoln. In so many ways, I feel what the graduation ceremony needs, as well as Andrew David, our managing editor at Siren FM, is clearly some Dancing Diggers doing their stuff, really possibly coming live from Lincolnshire.
Absolutely. Nothing would make the day like a JCB. Yeah.
I'd probably sort of suggest the campaign should actually start to get Andrew or indeed Deborah Wilson-David in charge of a Dancing Digger and see what wonderful carnage could ensue.
That's a scary, scary thought.
Well, there you go. Well, Catherine and Kendra are sort of heading off now, so obviously they're trained well from that perspective. Tessa is now joining us now. Tessa, have you been fully briefed by our two journalism graduates, of course, sharing the airwaves with Katie last night, I believe?
They were indeed. It was fun.
Did they pass the muster? Because obviously they've gone now, Katie, so you can actually say, is it okay for them to become regular Midweek drivers?
They passed with absolutely sparkling colours.
It's okay, so they're back up there. Tessa, your thoughts are very positive from that perspective. Katie, probably the person to ask when it comes to equine matters and past Lincolnshire shows.
Okay then, so what tips and advice could you give me as a sort of presenter at the
newbie
moment?
Newbie outside broadcaster.
Definitely.
Have a really good look at the show schedule. Pick the things that you think, oh gosh, that sounds really, really interesting. Try and have a chat with the exhibitors if you can. Probably best after the class, because beforehand it can be really, really tense. People have been sort of building up to this all year, and just really enjoy the atmosphere. It's an amazing day.
Your first task, of course, now in the press area, Tessa, will be to follow on from our namesake Alex Brown yesterday, who I think was very excited, together with Nathan. They said, we're going to interview the press coordinator, the main press man behind the Lincolnshire show. I think, could it be Sally Monday? Could it be actually... It's Ed Wellman. It's amazing. Ed, of course, on the burn, basically, I felt he was channeling sort of devices about what is so wonderful about the country show. But it's up to you now, Tessa, to interview the Ed Wellman.
Oh, gosh. Okay, then. Okay, so...
Can I start by just adding a little bit of extra advice to what Katie said?
The most important thing is that you note that the urn is right in that corner there. So the urn is the most important piece of equipment on this entire showground this year, bubbling away. But we always make friends with the person who's in charge of running the urn. I think I've said enough about the urn, haven't I? So you ask me the questions.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing here in this marquee in terms of social media and all that?
Okay, so what I'm doing actually right now is clicking on the notification button, which tells me that one of the exhibitors has just put up a selection of photos from yesterday. The diggers are there, then there's some of our friendly sheep, so, as well as a bit of produce from their own stall. So there are roughly there's roughly about 30 tweets coming out every 5 minutes from people here at the show. So they're telling the story. Obviously, we don't retweet all of those because Twitter would block us if we did. But we try to give a flavour of people who maybe are thinking about coming, and maybe they're already here. It's such a vast showground, and there are so many little stalls that it's quite possible to be here for 2 days and actually not see it all. So you don't actually tend to see many people in the showground wandering around with their phones up to their faces. That's one of the great joy of an event like this, is that it's very real and not very virtual, in fact. But we also have live tweeters, as opposed to anything other than live. Obviously, they'd be live, and they're walking around the showground now. They're looking for these stories, and they're looking for things that are just really out of the ordinary.
So what kind of things have you had posted on Twitter, like pictures coming through? That is quite out of the ordinary. That's probably different to last year's show.
Well, what you find is that people go into the tents with lots of different types of sheep, for instance. And you just think, well, a sheep's a sheep. And you find yourself transfixed with one particular one. You kind of bond with the sheep, and you spend a few minutes there, and you start thinking, actually, I could take one of these home. And anyway, then the sheep will kind of bond back with you, and it will just give you that look, and the tweeters just capture that little look. So that's just an example, and then we will put that up on Twitter. Because I think this is just a great reminder in life about the basics, in that you're walking around on grass, in fresh air, looking at creatures that have been around forever. And there's something very reassuring about all that. Add to that, aeroplanes, historic, new, flying overhead, people doing incredible things with equipment that it was never designed to do, you know, bikes flying through the sky, and also a great sense that people here are great Lincolnshire lovers, and we like to moan about Lincolnshire because sometimes it's a bit dull, it's a bit boring, it's a bit flat, but there's a great deal to celebrate here, and that's what we're doing.
I think it's great what you're doing, and also for all that, I think you're probably getting a lot more young people coming to the show, learning about obviously country life. But I think it's also great that you combine in the social media, because then they can get involved. So what's the hashtag people can use to? Where's it gone? It's around here somewhere.
It's hashtag LinksShow16.
There we go.
So Links, LINCS, Show16. And you can follow the show Twitter at LinksShow. And there's also a showground Twitter, which is, because this is just 2 days in the year, and I've got loads of details in front of me right now of all of the other events. So, you know, there's another 30 events on this showground this year. So one might imagine that Jane and Rachel and Amelia settle down for a bit of a nap after today, but absolutely not. They're on to the next thing, which is Lincoln Comic Con Geeks. That's on the 9th, 10th of July. And then the thing that we also come to and do lots of tweeting from, in fact, is the Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair, and that's at the end of November.
Right, okay. So a lot to look forward to. Well, thank you anyway, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you both later.
Thank you. Remember the urn.
Oh, yes, the urn as well.
Thank you.